Welcome to the Dapdale Oral History Project. Today we are speaking with Mavis Doreen Stevenson of Avondale. Well, Mavis was born in Cornwall on the 29th of May, 1921, and came to Moreland in Avondale at the age of 3 months. Tell us, Mavis, how did you come to be at Moreland?
My mother was very ill at the time, where I was born in Cornwall, and my aunt that lived at Avondale, her and her husband came up to Cornwall to pick me up to bring me down to Avondale. And they brought me, in those days, there was no cars. It was by horse and sulky. And they picked me up at Cornwall, and on the way back, at Eutanderra Gates, the train was coming. And my father must have been dreaming, I think. I'm calling him father now. He must have been dreaming because the train was coming and the pony was nearly on the line.
Oh, no.
And he had to keep whipping that pony with the whip to keep his tension off the train to get it safe to over when the train went through. So that's happened. I suppose I've been told since I was lucky to be here.
Oh, I'll bet.
Because if he'd have got on the line, we'd all been smashed up, of course. Yeah. But anyway, past that, I came to Avondale to live at 3 months old, and here I am still here.
Still in Moreland.
I'm still at Moreland. Mm-hmm. Never left it, been away.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yes, I've married and never went away from here. Yeah, always been here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a great life that I've had.
Tell us what it was like growing up on Moreland as a child.
Great times. I went to a little school in Avondale, little Avondale Public School. Mm-hmm. There was only one teacher, and there would only be, at that stage, about 18 children going to school. Mm-hmm. It was a one building, and we were all in the one building at different desks.
Right.
And we enjoyed that very much. Mm-hmm. Kids, of course, enjoy being at school with no outside schooling. Yeah. But we enjoyed that very much, and that was something that was still stays in my mind.
Yeah.
We had a gentleman from Dapto that was a school teacher of Mr. Haug. And his parents, he lived in Dapto, and he used to come out to Avondale every morning to school.
Okay.
His wife, Dorothy, used to teach the girls sewing. So it was very good to be taught something in that line too.
Yeah.
After he was transferred to Wongawilly School, we got a Mr. Snodgrass who lived at Albion Park. And he used to travel from Albion Park to Avondale every day for school.
Okay.
Quite an interesting man. He was a musical man.
Oh.
And over at school there was a big hall there. It was built. And he used to put concerts on.
Oh.
And us kids all would perform at these concerts.
Okay.
Some would recite. Some would dance. Some would sing, which I did.
You sung, did you? Yeah.
Because I was a singer.
Yeah.
And we enjoyed that very much.
Oh, okay.
We had a lot of outside playing in the school ground.
Yeah.
That was very good.
So all the children were from properties around here?
Yes.
Yeah.
They all lived on properties that were all around here.
Yeah. Yeah.
All those have gone from Avondale now. There's not one left.
Really?
That used to... Well, not at my age. There's not one around.
How did you get to school, Mavis?
I used to ride a pony.
Okay.
Or if I didn't ride the pony, there was a friend, another boy, a bit further up here, and he'd ride the pony, double-dinked me, which we said he'd put a bag on the pony and I'd get on the back of it, on behind him, hang on to him.
Okay.
It was very interesting.
And so you would just, the the ponies would just be left to graze while you were at school?
Yes, they had a yard over there that you could put the ponies in. Mm-hmm. And they'd stayed there. You got on them and come home that way.
Yeah.
That was very good.
Yeah. So you spent a lot of time on horses, didn't you, Mavis, growing up? You spent a lot of time on horses?
Oh, yes.
Growing up?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Used to ride the shows when I was about 9, 10 years old.
Yeah.
Done it all my life until a few years ago. Yeah. Quite a few years ago.
Your own horses?
Yes, I had my own horses. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Did you have a favourite?
Yes, that black one that you just saw in that paper.
Yeah. What was his name?
Mate.
Mate, okay. And you used to ride him in the shows, did you?
Yes, I rode him in every show.
Yeah.
For the hack classes. Wasn't a jumper, he was just an ordinary hack.
Mm-hmm.
But he could do what I asked him to do, and we won every prize that we went in for.
Did you really? Oh, well, gee. How long did you have him for? How many years?
I had him for his life, and he died at about 25, 30.
Oh, wow. It's a long time to have a horse, isn't it?
Well.
He was your mate?
Well, I don't know whether it's a long time. I've got a little pony now, and he's 38.
Oh, really? Really? So you still have horses?
Oh, I've still got a little pony that I feed twice a day.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
It? Yeah.
But my school days were very interesting days, and my show days were better because I enjoyed that.
You enjoyed going to the shows, did you? Yeah.
Loved the show work. It was great.
Yeah. So you used to help out at shows. Did you do some actual work at the different shows, Mavis?
Did you what?
Did you do work? Did you help work the shows?
Not until I... no, not when I was riding at the show. No, that was just work, a show work that I was doing.
Yeah, okay.
But many years after that, when my first husband died... he and I used to go around judging at shows, and he was, in that book it will tell you, he was well known on the coast for broadcasting the show, the trots at the shows.
Oh, I see.
Commentator.
Okay.
He knew all about that.
So did you meet him through the horses, did you?
I met him when I was about 10 years old at Kangaroo Valley, riding horses.
Oh, okay.
I was riding his uncle's horses, and he was riding his uncle's horses. That's how we met. But we never got married until many, many years after that.
Okay. Oh, isn't that interesting? You met him when you were 10.
Yeah.
Wow. It's amazing. So what else did you do out here in Avondale as a child to keep yourself busy?
I went for, my father took me for singing lessons to the Dapto Convent.
Oh, okay.
And I did singing lessons down there for 10 years.
10 years, wow. Mm.
And then this is when I was about probably 17, 18, in those years.
Yeah, okay.
And I used to sing at different functions at Dapto.
Yeah, okay. And was part of a choir or on your
own? No, on my own.
On your own?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You were quite popular, were you?
yes, I used to do a lot of singing. I got my ATCL, that's from London College.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, you don't use it, of course.
No, but still you
just
had
go
it.
Through those examinations and you get it, so that was easy enough.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So then my husband died. We were only married 9 years when he died.
Mm.
And I remarried again.
Yeah.
And my second husband died after 20 years. Husband, he and I were, I was interested in the shows, he was interested in caravans.
Right.
It wasn't a good mix, but we made it.
Yeah.
we'd go to a show and he'd get sick of it and he'd say, can we go home? And I'd say, oh yes, in a minute. When I see this class over, we'll go home. But then I'd go to a caravan show and I'd say, have you seen enough caravans? Can we go home?
So you worked it out.
We worked it out. Yeah. But then when I became secretary of Albion Park Show, he was a great help.
Okay.
Because he was knew all about secretary's work.
Yeah.
He was a wonderful help to me.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I was secretary of Albion Park for 17 years.
Oh, wow. Gee. Oh, goodness. You kept busy, didn't you, with the shows?
Oh, I was never away from being busy.
No, that's right. Oh, dear. So, was Moorland a working farm while you were growing up? Did they have cattle?
Oh, my father had cattle, dairy cattle.
Okay.
And used to milk it every morning and night, of course.
Yeah.
And when I grew up about 15, 16, I used to get up for morning and help him milk. It was only hand milking then, no machines.
Oh, gee, really?
And I would get up and milk, and then I'd go to school. I'd come home from school and I'd milk again in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
So I've always been a worker.
Yes, you have. Wow. Were there other siblings? Did you have brothers or sisters that helped too? Or
so what?
Brothers or sisters?
No.
No? It was just you, was it?
He had workers. He had another chap that he used to work for him, but the three of us used to milk.
Wow. Gee. So you were kept busy. Any other duties on the farm, or is it mostly just milking?
I didn't, but he kept the farm going, all the ploughing and all that type of work.
Yeah.
Dairy work.
Oh, okay. And how about your mother? Was she
My mother was just a good cook.
Cook, yeah.
And looked after us,
yeah.
Mum and dad and myself. And as soon as our clothes was all clean and our food meals were ready and a lot of what the wife would do.
Yes.
She was a good cook.
Yeah.
I suppose that's where I've learnt my cooking days from.
Yeah. Oh, dear. So, Kev, have you got any memories of any particular events? What happened out here, say, at Christmas time or?
Big Christmas dinners and
family
around them and that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything special about Christmas, but we did enjoy it.
Did you used to have the hot traditional meals at Christmas time?
We still do.
Do you?
Yes, I still, my mother would always put on a big dinner for Christmas, big baked dinner and puddings boiled in the cloth that way.
A lot of work, isn't it? Yeah, getting ready for Christmas.
Still is, you know.
Still is, yeah.
I made 7 Christmas puddings last Christmas.
7?
Yeah, and 7 Christmas cakes. Now, that's my daughter-in-law, my son, my granddaughter, and so many more that I give away.
The
puddings the same way. I make all their puddings.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
And they're all...
When are you going to slow down?
Eh?
When are you going to slow down?
Well, when I'm not here.
Yeah. Lots of time for that, eh?
I just feel that while I'm keeping going, while my mind is active...
Yeah.
And no dementia setting in any way.
Yeah.
I can do those things. Mm-hmm. I'll still do them.
Yeah. Of course. So you say you had a son and a daughter?
I had a son and a daughter.
Yeah.
My daughter was the eldest. She lives at Kenhooker now.
Okay.
She's married. She's got a granddaughter. My son is married. Lives in the big house with his wife and
he's
three.
Still here?
Two girls and a boy.
Right, okay. So they're still on the family farms because your children would have been brought up here?
Yes, they're brought up here, but my daughter's children was brought up more Kanahooka.
Kanahooka way, Oh, okay.
They're not far away.
No, they're not. No, that's not too far, is it?
They visit,
not as far as it used to be, is it?
No, they visit me every week. My son's here right on the property if I need him.
Yeah.
And his family there.
Yeah. When you were young, Mavis, did you leave the farm often? to go into Dapto or Wollongong, or did you mostly just stay out?
I couldn't go to Dapto because I wasn't driving until I was 18.
Right, okay. So you more or less stayed here in this.
Yeah, yeah, if you want to go out, Dad had to take you out.
Yeah.
My father had to, I'm saying Dad, this, my father had to take you out.
Yeah.
And he'd bring you back.
Yeah.
Wait for you and come back. Yeah. If you went shopping, he'd have to go with you to do the shopping. Not do the shopping, but take you there to do it.
Yeah, and then bring it all home again.
Yeah.
Yeah. How often did you do that?
Oh, probably once a week.
Once a week, okay. Yeah.
Now I get out once a fortnight.
You can.
I only go once a fortnight shopping now.
Okay.
For myself.
Yeah.
They look after themselves.
So I bet you've seen a lot of changes out this way over the years.
A lot of changes. Mm-hmm. Used to be 18 dairy farms in this little district of Avondale.
Yeah.
Now there's not one.
18 there.
They're
used to
all
be.
Gone.
Yeah.
So there's no milk comes out of this area whatsoever. No.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
18, that's a lot of dairy farms.
Used to be 18 sending milk to the factory at Dapto. Used to be a dairy farmer's factory in Dapto.
Yeah, yeah.
Where there's a spare block of land in Dapto in Osborne Street, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where the factory, these cows, people used to take their horses. Cart, no cars.
Mm-hmm.
I had a horse and a cart behind it. It used to carry the milk in cans.
Yeah.
That would go to Dapto factory.
Did your father take his own milk or did he get it picked up by somebody?
My father used to get his milk picked up.
Okay.
But later years, he bought a truck himself, utility, and he used to pick other people's milk up and take it to the factory.
Oh, okay, so he used to take his and others. Okay.
And then on a Sunday, you would pick up the cream. They would separate the milk, the cream from the milk at home in their dairy, and he'd pick the cream up and take it to a factory at Unanderra where they were handling the cream and then sending it away to Sydney. See, all our milk used to go to the dairy farmers. Now it's nearly out.
Yeah. I see. So the cream used to go to somewhere different to the milk. Oh, I see.
But that was only weekends.
That was only Sunday. Okay.
Through the week, your milk would go to Dapto factory once a day.
Right.
Once a day.
Once a day, yeah.
Every morning, that milk would go. Night's milk, you would keep it till the next morning.
And it would go in the next lot. Okay. Oh, okay. It worked well then, didn't it? That's amazing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, back to school. What was your favorite subjects in school? Other than singing.
I don't think I had a favorite subject. I think I was just mediocre around most subjects.
Okay. And you just enjoyed school in general, did you?
Oh, I enjoyed school.
Did you ever get in trouble?
Oh, I suppose we got into trouble every now and again.
Yeah.
But we used to be out, you'd have time through the day, probably you'd get half an hour on a Friday for what they called organised games.
Okay.
And all the kids, 18 of us, would get together and we'd probably pay rounders, what we called rounders. You had a big, didn't have much, you only had a stick.
Okay.
Somebody would throw the ball to you and you'd hit it. And you'd run around. That's what they called rounders.
Okay.
But we had a lot of good times.
Yeah, sounds like it. Sounds like it was fun. So did you have a best friend at school?
I had lots of friends, yes. I have quite a few friends, but I suppose the most one was a girl who lived right up the top end of Avondale. She was a friend, and then another one was a friend of mine that my second husband married.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went to school with her, That's who he married. But he didn't go to school here. He went to school over in Marshall Mount. But he used to go. They lived over there. His parents had a farm over there. And he used to go come over here to see her. But he married her. But she died early.
Oh.